Yo, Chad, what if I told you there's a platform that could completely revolutionize your hiring strategy in a matter of hours?
Yeah, I'd call bullshit.
Well, it's not bullshit with AI for Jobs, powered by our friends at This Way Global.
Okay, I'm listening.
While everyone else is fishing in the same old talent pools, AI for Jobs can source over 160 million diverse candidate profiles. This Way Global has established unique partnerships with over 8,500 trusted diversity partners.
So wait a minute. All of the hard on the groundwork is already done.
That's right, cowboy. You can discover 300 qualified candidates per job req instantly.
Wow.
It's like having a candidate sourcing magic wand.
Dude, if you had a magic wand, you would have Mexican pizzas all day.
Stop distracting me, Sowash. AI for Jobs advanced matching algorithm analyzes past applicants using trillions of historical matching events and over 1,600 data points.
Now that is what AI should be doing, saving recruiters time on sourcing while they provide a white glove candidate experience.
Let's wrap this shit up. I'm hungry.
Listen up, kids. Revolutionize your hiring process today by jumping over to thiswayglobal.com and checking out AI for Jobs, where you can learn more about how to leverage AI for your recruiting instead of just writing poems and grocery lists.
That is thiswayglobal.com. We out.
Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Sowash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese podcast.
Oh, yeah. What's up, everybody? We are early morning. Unleash. Unleash Paris,
fucking
France.
Crazy, man.
First interview of our session, so it's going to suck. No, it's going to be
no,
great.
It's going to be great. His name's Wolfgang. How can it suck?
Wolfgang. Can we call you
can
Wolfie?
It suck?
No,
you cannot. Only my mother.
I know
calls
that
me Wolf.
People call you cheesy, but I wouldn't.
Cheesy does it. Cheesy does
he
it.
He likes cheesy.
All right, so welcome, Wolfgang Brickvede. Hopefully I said that correctly. He's director at the Institute for Competitive Recruiting, specifically an expert in recruiting in Europe within Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. So we're getting really meta on this one.
DACH region.
DACH region.
Yes, the DACH region.
Yeah, we learned that. We learned something today.
Well, we're here in Europe. I'm hoping that we're going to learn something.
Yeah, we've been doing a European show for a while. We should know
well,
the DACH region.
I mean, there's, you know, there's a bunch of countries.
I blame leaving.
I mean, they have these Benelux things, these DACH things, these kind of like groupings that happen.
Yeah.
Why is that a thing, Wolfgang? Why are you guys like all about clustering? Is it because those three countries are so much alike?
That's mostly language.
Mostly language, okay.
Germany, Austria, it's the same, but Switzerland is 60% the same, so that's why we call it then the DACH region.
And so from let's take a look at it from an economic standpoint. Speak the same language. How are the economies? Are they pretty much in line with each other? Do they feed off of, they've got to feed off of Germany, do they not?
Yes, they do, but
okay.
For Germany, for example, the biggest export nation is the U.S., so it's not Austria or Switzerland, but France is pretty close. And but Austria and Switzerland are rather small in terms of like 10% of the GDP in Germany, so it cannot be the biggest. Mm-hmm.
So we've been hearing for a long time with the war in Ukraine, Germany's reliance on Russian oil. Winter is coming. Give us a sense of someone on the ground. Is recession coming? How bad is it in Germany? What can we expect from the rest of the world this winter?
And how's it going to affect
and
recruiting?
Employment as well. Yeah,
employment.
Yeah, that's a very paradox recession, I would say. Yeah. We will have slight downturn in the economy. They expect around 0.5 something for next year. But 75% of the companies are expecting to hiring more people. So it's never been in a recession before. Usually you get high inflation, layoffs, and these kind of things, but not now.
So job creation's continuing, or at least that's what we're seeing.
And that will that be all sectors?
Not all sectors. Some sectors, of course, if they are highly intensive, then they're cutting down. But lots of other sectors. You see it in each and every company in the window. They look for people.
So frontline workers, technologists, healthcare, all of those are going to be full steam ahead.
We have a search in recruiters, like for 93% more recruiters are searched for the job ads. It's really amazing.
And how has the globalization of recruitment impacted Germany? I know in the US, people are moving all around the country. It doesn't matter if you're in Silicon Valley or Boston, Massachusetts. Mm. How is that impacting Germany? And maybe part of that as well, how is the influx of Ukrainian workers impacting Germany and parts that you're covering?
First of all, the Germans don't move as much as the Americans do.
As everybody else, yeah.
It's quite the opposite. The willingness to move for a new employer is going down. So the people like to go by bike or whatever, very short term, to their new employers. So the mobility is going down. On the other hand, with the globalization, remote work, the talent pool is expanding. So companies come to the idea that they can hire people or hire people in other countries. Yes.
Yeah.
We had just had like Deal or globalization partners like these kind of companies. They're coming into the country and tell them, yeah, you can hire people in other countries and we deal for you. Deliver you. So that's coming, but not in all the companies. Lots of companies, you have to speak German. English wouldn't be enough. Especially in SME area. And the Ukrainians are not allowed currently to work. So
Ukrainians are not allowed to work in Germany.
That's shitty.
Sometimes they are, but most of them are not.
So
it would help a lot more, but you have then to look into the education. Is it equivalent to the German one? And then they can work. So it's not that easy.
Now, can you hire a Ukrainian remotely?
Yeah, sure.
But not if they're in country.
Not in the in country.
Wow.
That doesn't seem backward at all.
Europe. The German employment bubble.
We still have 2 million unemployed people, and it comes from this side. So first, if you should hire a German one, like in all countries, first hire their own people, and then you're allowed to hire from
Germany
first.
Germany first.
Germany employees first, yeah.
And I assume Austria, Switzerland has the same rules.
In the Netherlands, it's quite interesting. They have more open positions than they have people to look for jobs.
So if that's the case...
That's the case.
Immigration.
So what's the whole deal with regard to 2 million who aren't working? Are they just not in the labor force?
They're not yet in the labor force. They have been, say, unemployed.
Well, I mean, are they unemployed, but they're still available?
They're available, they're available. They're looking for jobs.
Some individuals actually drop out of the labor force, right?
Okay, no, they are still looking for jobs.
Yeah. So is reskilling and upskilling a huge... Germany does that well, right?
That's what they do in the official agency then, for the Federal Official Agency for Labor. That's what they do. That's their business to reskill people, but also in the companies themselves in terms of the new challenges, they need to upskill the people. That's a big deal currently. How can we upskill our own people so we don't have to hire new ones?
Yeah.
Okay, listener, how can you help your employees become more productive? I have answers. How about automating manual and repetitive tasks, giving meaning to data, then allowing that data to actually drive decisions? And how about matching people to your jobs quicker?
Well, wait. The Chad and Cheese has a new LLM?
No, Cheeseman. I'm talking about TextKernel.
Ah, okay. That makes more sense. What I'm hearing is the groundbreaking concept of, wait for it, simplicity. Seriously, TextKernel cuts through the complexities like a tortilla chip through some hot nacho cheese.
Oh my God, really? Nacho references already. Anyways, TextKernel brings efficiency and productivity to your operations. TextKernel seamlessly unifies your tools and data to drive efficiencies and success.
TextKernel is creating new opportunities for your recruitment journey, kind of like adding guac to my barbacoa burrito.
Oh my God. How about extracting meaningful insights from data? I mean, that's something. Swiftly matching people with jobs, automating repetitive tasks. Who knew such advanced concepts were even possible in the land of human resources?
We did, Chad. We did. Dude, wrap it up. I'm a little hungry.
Imagine that. Okay, listener, get ready to use today's tech to drive efficiencies and productivity. Visit TextKernel.com. That's TextKernel.com.
Nachos.
Are you struggling to attract the talent you need today? Do you lack visibility into where your recruitment ad dollars are really going? There's a better way. Acquire ROI is a programmatic job advertising platform built to optimize your budget and supercharge hiring. Acquire ROI automatically manages and measures recruitment ads across job boards, so you can allocate your budget based on insights, not hunches. Get to quality candidates faster and cost-effectively scale hiring across roles, all while gaining complete visibility and control over your recruitment marketing investments. Say goodbye to manual guesswork, inconsistent performance, and wasted spending. And hello to optimized automated campaigns that produce qualified applicants. At Acquire ROI, we make job advertising easy. Visit us at acquireroi.com and start transforming your talent acquisition today.
We're also hearing that Germany is going to be committing more money to the defense of the country. How is that impacting jobs? More soldier jobs, more jobs around defense.
No soldiers. No, that I have
robots.
No, but material. So some companies getting more money, but it doesn't have to be only German material. It can be somewhere else. So they buy even U.S. fighters.
So defense technology, weapons, those types of things. Yeah. Okay.
So you'll be buying, but not necessarily having more bodies employed around defense.
Currently not.
The Panzer 2.0 is coming.
You had to go there, didn't you? You had to go back.
That's a great tank.
It was.
It's a hell of a tank.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's get off the military because this is going to go back.
Okay.
What other trends are you seeing? You're here at the show. What are you hoping to learn, find out more about? What's hot?
Yeah, that's my reason why I'm here. I like to see future trends. And I see the first one is that we need to empower the companies and the employers to deal with uncertainty a lot more than before. Like in a plan, if they had one, we need to hire 100 people next year. So in former times it worked and they hired against the plan.
Uh-huh.
But in the future, we have a recession, might be a slowdown in hiring.
So contingencies, they need to start having contingency plans. Is that what I'm hearing?
Contingency plans and to breath with the business, to be able to breath with the business. And they are not employed for this. So that needs to change.
Uh-huh.
And it could be RPOs. It could be any contingent work that would help. But the mindset needs to change because in 2 years' time, we need all the people back. And that's something that they need to deal with.
Yeah.
Are you bearish or bullish over the next 12 to 24 months? Do you feel good about the future? Or
2 years' time, yes. But the next 2 years will be bearish.
Bend down the hatches. Yeah. It's going to be rough. You heard it here first, Chad.
We give the scoop from Doc.
From Unleash, everybody, give a big round of applause. We have no audience, so I don't know who's applauding. Wolfgang Brickvede, if they want to know more about you or your organization, where would you send them?
LinkedIn. Otherwise, competitiverecruiting.de would do it as well.
Okay.
And with that, another one in the can. We out.
Wow. Look at you. You made it through an entire episode of the Chad and Chase podcast. Or maybe you cheated and fast-forwarded to the end. Either way, there's no doubt you wish you had that time back. Valuable time you could have used to buy a nutritious meal at Taco Bell, enjoy a pour of your favorite whiskey, or just watch big booty Latinas and bug fights on TikTok. No, you hung out with these two chuggleheads instead. Now go take a shower and wash off all the guilt. But save some soap, because you'll be back. Like an awful train wreck, you can't look away. And like Chad's favorite Western, you can't quit them either. We out.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.